Welcome back, day 15 out of 21. This is our last week for this journaling challenge. If you're just joining us, it's not too late. You can still start with day one and you can sign up for the email so you receive one email every day with a journaling prompt. I am so excited because the last journaling prompt, they're going to be so yummy because it's time to let go of that inner voice there holding you back and being so mean to yourself. And it's time to reframe and have that inner mentor instead. How exciting, yes? So just to reflect on what we did yesterday, what's holding you back at the moment? I mean, I had such a long list there. I don't know how it was for you. Maybe you had, I don't know, everything is fine. In that case, great. Maybe like me, you had a very long list. I just want to say that one thing that came for me, and I know that lots of my clients, lots of my friends have the same, say, oh, it's just a lack of time and the lack of money, that I have so many things to do in my life, so many responsibilities and priorities. So my own creativity, my own creative projects can wait, right? Because maybe it's not bringing any money or not enough compared to something else. And so it's not worth it if we look it at a capitalist way. So we tend to be like, yeah, that can wait. That can wait. And so that was one for me that was holding back. It's just like, it's not a priority right now for me to go and paint. And yet, I absolutely love it. It makes me happy. I relax. I just switch off. So it is important. It has an impact on me every day. And yet, you know, when I'm stressed and I have so much things to do, I stop doing it. So let me know if it's the same for you, that sometimes you tend to be like, well, I'm going to prioritize others and those responsibilities there and collaborations there or whatever brings me money. And I'm just going to stop doing what I love and that what makes me feel good. So if it's the case, that's fine. We're going to work on this so you can still have that time to prioritize yourself. Because let's go back to the beginning when I ask you, why does it matter? Why you're creative? Like, you know the impact, the positive impact it has on you. So now let's reframe that little voice. So you have everything in place to have nothing from the list from yesterday holding you back. So you can really start enjoying your art fully. I really like the prompt today. So it's a scenario. It's a very long prompt, but basically what I want you to do is imagine you're meeting with your best friend or your loved one, someone you really care about, right? And they're working on a similar project that you are right now, you know, they have similar creativity than you, and they're sharing with you, it's very hard to have conversation, they're sharing with you all the stuff you've been writing about for the past 14 days. Everything, you know, why they're creative and, you know, how do they feel about success and, you know, they know they're unique, but they're really scared and they feel vulnerable when, and, you know, they're just sharing with you everything and especially the negative thoughts, everything you wrote there. And they're sharing with you what they really want to achieve, which is what you really want to achieve, yeah? I really want you to go through everything you wrote since the beginning of this challenge and see that as if it was your best friend or loved one sharing that with you. And so the exercise today is called the best friend exercise. It's just like, what would you say to your best friend or loved one if they were saying those things to you, when they're sharing, you know, what's holding them back at the moment, when they feel vulnerable, you know, what criticism they've ever received, what phrases they held when they grew up. Like, if they were sharing all of this with you, what would you say to them? So that's the exercise that I want you to. So I'm putting 5 minutes. I don't know if it's going to be enough or not, but I'm guessing spend 1-2 minutes reading what you wrote before. And then spend the remaining time to just think, what would you say to your best friend after they share that with you? How was that? I love the exercise. I love the exercise. It's so nice. It's so nice. I hope you're enjoying seeing what you're seeing on the paper. And we reflect on this a little bit more. But that's what we're going to do this week, right? It's just having that nice support here, right? And it's funny, right? When we do it for someone else, it's so much easier than when we're doing it for ourselves, right? So that's what we're going to work on this week. How you can apply this to yourself. See you tomorrow.